Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dan Witt, and he is the president of the Iowa Barn Foundation. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning to you. Very nice to be here.
Thank you for visiting with us. And we want to, of course, talk about barns. They are disappearing quickly in our landscape. Is that?
Yes, that's been one of our projects throughout the years, just to slow down that the demise of the American barn.
Why is that important, Dan?
Well, just it's our heritage. In today's modern agriculture, the old barns don't have a lot of purpose. And so some will accuse us of just trying to preserve museums, but it's our heritage and where we came from. And there's a lot of cultural, structural heritage to all this, and we want to preserve that.
And many people who put the time and the money and the effort into restoring, I do think, find some uses. It may not be the exact same use it had originally, but they find uses?
Oh, yes. They can use small storage, maybe 4-H projects, things like that. No one's going to build a barn like that today and begin milking cows in them of the scale that we used to do. But for small-time things, works out great for that, yes.
Yes. So the Iowa Barn Foundation, tell us a little more about the organization other than, you know, it's there to save barns.
Well, it was just began in 1997, just a small group of people with an idea. And in 2001, let me back up. The goal was to try to preserve some of these Iowa barns by providing a matching grant for an incentive to help accomplish this. And so in 2001, the Barn Foundation successfully gave out their first grant to a barn, and since that time, they have produced about 85 barns that they have given grants to restore. There also have been barns that people had done themselves, and we will give an award of distinction to that, as long as they're done to our guidelines and things. And that's pretty much how we keep busy doing it.
So what are some of the guidelines, and how do people find out about these guidelines?
To begin, all these questions can be answered by going to the iowabarnfoundation.org. And it's a very user-friendly site, and the things can be picked out of there. The barns need to be restored to their, as near as possible, their original condition, and using the original type of construction. We will allow a steel roof as opposed to shakes and whatever. But if the windows need to be redone out of wood and as close to original as you can get with today's materials.
And one of the things that I noticed when I went to the website are many, many photos of barns. And, you know, I grew up in Iowa. I thought I knew about barns. It is incredible, the different constructions, the different styles of barns there are.
This is where our heritage comes in. There's no two barns are alike. And wouldn't you think somebody would have went through and just built
yes.
a whole bunch of barns? But it's kind of like driving down a street and looking at houses. No two houses are alike. But a lot of the people that built these barns back in the late 1800s or early 1900s, they had heritage from immigration. Norwegians and Germans all came over, and they built the type of barns that were popular in their country for the generation before them. And so, yeah, we have our bank barns and the coveted round barns, that there's very rare of those around. But that's just all built different for different uses, and somebody wanted a barn that would house livestock and grain, too, and some just wanted the livestock, and you could build it to your needs and specifications.
Yeah, one that I particularly just comes to mind as we're talking about it, and of course it's a little hard to describe it, but it basically was a round barn, but in the center was this piece that stuck up that looked kind of like a silo right in the center of the barn.
Very often the round barns had a silo in the center. And then they could disperse the silage down and feed it around in a circular. A lot of those buildings were dairy barns, but sometimes they were small calves or hogs in there too. But it was all, and very important structure on the farm. You put your feed in the center there, and then you were all set for the year till you ran out and needed more.
It sounds pretty efficient.
Yes, they were, and for some reason they didn't totally catch on, but you'll see areas where there are quite a few round barns. You can tell someone went through there and really promoted them, a certain builder or whatever, but yes, it was all about efficiency.
The other thing that I noticed is the foundation of the barns vary quite a lot depending on the area of the state that they're in.
A lot of the barns over here in my part of the country are limestone, the foundations, because that's what product we had. Limestone would be quarried right out of the ground, maybe on the same farm where it came from. But people, you got to realize this was all done back before. You don't just call up the contractor and bring in a load of lumber. This was all done back when it was done by hand, a lot of hand-hewn beams and things, and they used whatever products were available on the farm to them at a time. And so different parts of the state, there's different types of products available for the foundation.
Now, one of the things that the foundation does is to sponsor a barn tour, and I know that's not coming up right away, but do you have one scheduled for this year?
Yes, we do. The Barn Foundation has two barn tours each year. They have what they call their spring barn tour, and our next one will be June 10th and 11th of this year, and that is a barn tour that will take place in one or two or three counties in a certain area of the state, and those are all barns that have not been restored, and barns that might be prospective candidates, whatever, just interesting barns to go visit. And then we also sponsor our fall barn tour, and that usually happens in the month of September, and that will be showcased the entire state, and those are all barns that the Barn Foundation has helped restore or that have received an award of distinction. So all those barns would be ones that are finished barns to look at.
So the spring tour this spring, I believe, it's on the east side of Iowa, over a couple of counties, as I recall.
Yes, we're featuring Clinton and Jackson counties this year, and that's over in extreme eastern Iowa. Some beautiful old barns. We have a old barn that was built in Civil War era that is just a magnificent structure. Got some real good barns to look at.
Okay, and then you mentioned the fall tour. Basically, you invite people to go wherever in Iowa that there are barns that have been restored.
Yes, we have on our website is broken up. The state's broken up in 9 different sections, and so you can. And then the little write-up and picture about it. There's a magazine comes out with each one of these tours also. And in that magazine, it will break the barns down into the part of the state. Unless you're just a really fast driver, you probably can't see all the barns in the all-state tour. So we like to pick a section of the state and see them all as we go along.
You
whereas
bet.
The spring tours usually confined to a smaller area. And these tours last for 2 days. Usually it's a Saturday and a Sunday.
Okay. So, Dan, at this point, I want to mention, if you don't go to the whole state tour, you might take a stop at the Cass County Historical Museum in Griswold, because they have a whole room of barns that are copies of real barns, built in miniature and built in all those details that were like the original barns. It is quite a sight and quite an education. So we invite you to Griswold sometime, Dan, to take a look at those, and we invite other folks to go to the Cass County Museum in Griswold to see the barns and much more.
I would very much like to see that.
So, Dan, we've talked a little bit about the foundation. If somebody says, you know, I'd like to be supportive of keeping those barns going, how can they become a member?
Once again, I refer you to our website, the iowabarnfoundation.org, and there is a little section in there that will show you where to. I believe the membership is $25 per year, and it'll give you an address where to send money so that you can be a member of the Iowa Barn Foundation. We, of course, will accept monetary donations of any amount over and above membership fee at any time also.
Did you mention you get a magazine as a part of the membership?
Yes, and to get that magazine, the spring tour and the fall tour magazine will come to you with no other expense if you are a member.
Okay, and then will you be having a display at the Iowa State Fair?
Yes, we have a... every year there's a display at the very industry building up on the hill. They have a nice little display, and it's all about the Barn Foundation. And usually, hopefully, we try to have that manned by someone there all the time, and they have literature to pass out and all that sort of thing. And that also could join membership right there if you happen to be there and wanted to do so.
Okay, we want to thank you very much, Dan Witt, who is the president of the Iowa Barn Foundation, for bringing this to our attention and reminding us of this important agricultural heritage. And until next time, here's a thought. Opportunity doesn't make appointments. You have to be ready when it arrives.